This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everyone? It's Friday night, Indie Alley time. Time to discuss independent wrestling and independent comics with Andrew Real Comics and Comics Fred. What's happening, Fred?
What's up, Andrew?
Same old, just here. Read a lot of comics, watched a little wrestling. You know there's a pay-per-view tonight, but we're not watching it.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. I'm more into the Space Force right now.
The Space Force? What the hell is the Space Force? Is that a new comic book I don't know about?
It's a program that our government is spending our tax money on that looks a lot like Star Trek.
Nah, you're messing with me. This is some new WWF angle for like Matt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
I wish I was, but I can't make this shit up. This shit is unreal. It's like every day I look on Twitter and I see like Idiocracy. You need to see that movie because it's becoming a documentary.
But see, that's going to take the fun out of it. Instead of me laughing at it, I'm going to gasp. I'm going to be like, I'm going to walk away from it sad and frightened.
Yeah. It's what reality TV's done to us.
Oh my God. No, no. Well, yeah. Space right, Force.
All I wanted to say is like use the Schwartz or something, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, they're gonna give him lightsabers and everything probably. Trump's gonna claim he can use the Force. He is kind of like the Emperor, old, ugly, you know, evil.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
I said it.
I was gonna say something much worse, but I'm gonna leave that alone. But yeah. You know what's funny is there was a playoff game hockey recently, and one of the dads, we were sitting behind the nets, you know, because I don't like to sit near all the families and they're like yelling and they're like skate, 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 shoot it, shoot it. I can't deal with that. But the goalie that we were sitting behind, he was like, his name is Schwartz, and I was like, use the Schwartz, and he didn't get it. Like, you've seen Spaceballs,
yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah, was he really young, or was he just really square?
No, he's probably 40s like me. I don't know.
He didn't have a fun childhood.
Yeah, so needless to say, like, I would, you know, it was a down crowd that night.
Yeah. Or maybe he did get it, and he's heard it so many times, he just didn't want to admit that he's heard it so many times.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have a lot of cool things planned for tonight. We have something we've been talking about forever. We wanted to do some kind of draft fantasy booking thing, and we're going to start our first ever Indie Alley Fantasy League, and it's going to be a fantasy league using AEW because we feel when we get to the wrestling, we think that's the right one to do it with. But yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about some comics that we've read this week. We're going to talk about there was no real movie stuff to talk about. Right, I think on the indie scene, nothing new.
I don't think so.
I watched all of Watchmen, and I was overall impressed. You said you didn't finish it, but I liked it.
Yeah, I've only watched the first episode. I haven't watched much of anything lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching Good Girls. I'm almost done with it.
Nice.
That's a hilarious show, and it's some of the things happening, and I'm like, oh my word, this is crazy. But yeah, I think we're on episode 6, and before the old lady went back to work today, she was like, pause it. And then she wrote down the time of the episode to make sure that
make sure you don't cheat.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I've been watching the Messiah one. That's pretty good,
I want to watch that. It's between that and The Witcher, I told you, which one I'm going to watch next. So, I don't watch a lot of TV.
And the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Oh, I watched that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did watch that.
And I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Eye-opening.
Very eye-opening. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
He was so young. That's the one thing I didn't realize because I wasn't following closely enough sports at that time. The big thing I look back is how young he is, drafted at 20. And I'm not sitting here making excuses. I mean, there's a lot of things that went wrong, of course. But I just look at that as, man, he was such a kid. And wow.
Yeah. And then we're seeing stuff like, I mean, they mentioned like about CTE and things like that. But, you know, there was other things that happened during his childhood that could have triggered him too. But the CTE thing, I think we're seeing modern day, like if you keep up in the sports world with the Antonio Brown, I mean, that dude, yeah. There's got to be something because the decisions he's making.
Yeah.
I definitely think that he needs help.
You know, it's possible because I think one difference now is that I think college programs are hitting harder and they're playing more games and they're starting to practice more and sooner. And so I think maybe these guys are starting to get more and more concussions before they even get to the NFL.
Right. And you know what's crazy is that, okay, not that we're making this a sports broadcast.
Yeah, sorry, nerds, if we lost you.
But it's not necessarily the head-to-head contact, but like let's just say, for instance, in hockey, the amount of hockey concussions are up because it's not the head-to-head, the contact, but it's the whiplash of the head during that high-speed stuff. So you don't even necessarily have to be hit to have concussions either.
Wow.
It's just being hit like off balance. You know, it's not like every time they're just pounding heads together. It could be the action that somebody comes in, broadsides them, and they don't see it coming. Their neck just snaps little bit, and it causes that can cause CTE.
Yeah.
And they're finding that out. So it's not necessarily the head-to-head as well. So it's just athletes nowadays are so much faster. So
bigger, faster, yeah.
Stronger.
And they're not fully developed, and they're playing at that speed. Like they're not fully maturely developed, and you've got guys, like you said, at the high school level playing some pretty heavy contact,
Well, I mean, we see it at like the peewee level of hockey, like kids hitting each, you know, just incidental contact, and somebody could just, the kids look like their lights are on, but nobody's home, and they have to sit out maybe a week or two because they have, until their doctor says they're cleared. So, yeah.
I've heard people say that it could end football. That's why football is being so aggressive with trying to call penalties and stuff, like do to football what happened to boxing. Because I don't know if you go back when I was young, boxing was king. Boxing was king. You got together. I mean, people would order the pay-per-view and you'd have big barbecues and parties to watch these fights, the Tyson era. You know, I mean, boxing was the shit. And then it's, you know, the stuff started, more and more bad stuff started coming out about it. And it killed the sport. And people
That killed it, and Mike Tyson was done, so that killed it too.
Yeah, but I think there could have been others, but I think others didn't box anymore because just there was just an awareness of it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah, but I mean, even like, okay, when I played football, if you got hit and you saw stars and stuff, we would take a knee and maybe sit out one play, or you knew that, like the coach would ask you a question or something simple that anybody could answer, and they'd be like, go back out there. And you're just relying on like things that you just remember.
Yeah.
Like you might not be full speed. But now that I think about it, man, I probably had two at least myself. Yeah, so
there you go. I think, but the big difference today is I think moms know what's up a little more. And it's the moms that are going to hold kids out of football. I'm telling you, there's going to be these moms that are like, you ain't playing football.
Yeah.
I saw on Oprah that there's this CTE thing, and you're not playing football.
Yep. And now we're having CTE about our comic book podcast.
Yes, we are. We got too damn serious, man. What happened to last week? Pizza.
It was Aaron Hernandez.
Hot dogs.
Because
and all that good stuff.
I think it was because you felt bad for the guy because he was a talented young man, but he made bad decisions.
Yeah.
He, you know, really bad decisions when you watch the thing, and then you're like, but then you find out the CTE, and you think about like the Junior Seau's, you know, the Steve McNair's, all those guys that happen to have those issues, and what just little banging of the heads kind of can cause you.
Yeah. Yep. Wrestlers. So we're kind of on topic. I'm sure wrestlers get CTE.
Yeah. So Now, for the comic part, let's get into the comic part. But I've noticed that you've been more active on Twitter using a certain hashtag, and you're actually reading. So what's going on there?
Well, I don't know. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I saw people posting that they were keeping track, like with a counter, of how many comics they were reading, and they wanted to keep track of the year of how many comics. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm curious how much I read. So I started with the counter, and I posted a pile of comics, and I said, I'm going to start counting my comics because I'm curious. And I saw that they were using the hashtag. I really didn't understand the hashtag. So I said, put my 500 comic goal. Boom. And I hashtagged it. And I was like, cool. I didn't even number how many I'd done. I just did that. And then the guy who came up with it retweeted me and tweeted me and started talking to me. And I was like, oh, and I saw his whole, like what it was. He was trying to just get people to post what they read so that you could share what you read. And maybe people would get new ideas to read different books. And so that's kind of how I got involved in it. Basically, you just take a picture of the comic you just read, number it what number you're at, whatever slash 500, and put that tag. And you can write something about it. You cannot write something about it. It's just you keeping track of comics. And so I was in a rut. I was not reading, and my shit was piling up. And this kind of gave me some incentive to get back into reading, to be honest. And I've been reading a lot. So really enjoying it. And I'm
Yeah.
looking for his name again because it's spaced. I want to give him credit.
Yeah, you were doing it for over a week or so, and then I kind of got a little bit jealous with that because I'm like, what the heck? This guy's reading more than me now. And then I was like, maybe I should do this and see how many I'm reading. So I kind of like it. It's cool. I think it's a good idea. Use the hashtag my 500 comic goal. I think and it's a lot of people that we actually know use it, and we've actually had some people contact each one of us asking if they can do it. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then I just tagged the guy that started it, which you're looking up his
Yeah,
name
his
right
name is
now.
Mike Nichols. So his Twitter is Mike Nichols CB. He is a contributor at Comic Bulletin, which is like a blog that they review comics. And so there's a lot of people from Comic Bulletin on it. I think there are editors on it and some other writers. Because sometimes when they post, they say, I'm going to do a deeper dive on this comic. I'm going to write an article on the side and stuff like that. So it's also a little promotion for them as well. But right at the top, he has it pinned, and he just talks about his general why he came up with it and the hashtag. And he tweeted today, we've got so many people now that they don't fit on one tweet. So he had to do two tweets to like shout out everybody who's doing it. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think he mentioned like there's 35 people, and
Wow.
when I first started doing, which was like a week and a half after you, I think everybody still fit on one tweet. So
Yeah. So it's
we're
grown.
multiplying like gremlins.
And there's no real rules. Like some people count a trade as many comics as are in the trade. So say if you read a trade, you could say, well, there's five comics, so that counts as reading five. Some people just count it as one trade.
Right.
I'm doing just indie comics because it's kind of I'm curious. That's what I'm keeping track of is how many indie comics I read. I was talking to a guy that's just doing Star Wars comics. I put this tweet up. I go, anyone else doing anything different? And he said he's just doing Star Wars comics. So kind of cool. I mean, you play with it. It's your own thing. I think it's just cool. It's just for me, it's a motivation to read because you and I have talked about it. When you're doing these kind of shows, you can sometimes get a little anxious about trying to keep up, trying to stay current. I buy too much. We discussed that the one of the past shows. I buy more than I could possibly read in one day, and so they pile up, and then I start getting anxiety, like, oh shit, I better get to that, But I want to get to this instead, this new thing that I'm hearing about. And this kind of keeps me on track, I guess.
Right. And I think it's cool because some of the stuff that we had left in our piles and stuff, we've been reading like trades. So you kind of get like if we had Reaver or Sarah and the Royal Stars and we had like three or four issues to do, we kind of read it like in a trade. And speaking of trades, I heard that Image is going to go trade only on a couple books.
Yeah,
What were they again?
and one of the biggest one is Crowded, and that's one that I
Yeah.
buy regularly. Two of the other books I don't so much is Moto Crush and There was something else.
It's called, I think it was called Midnight something, but I don't read that one. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either, but Crowded is a pretty successful comic. So I really see that as the one that could open the doors to other people trying it. You know what I mean? So I could see more of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I feel about that yet. I'm undecided if I'm ready to just go trade only for some of these books.
You mean like trade versus floppies?
Yeah, it's trade versus floppies. You know, and having to wait that long for the next one.
I can say that when I have been reading some of this backlog stuff, that I've enjoyed books that I wouldn't necessarily like as much if it was like monthly mm-hmm. or bi-monthly, you know. So, because, you know, sometimes we forget that, you know, each floppy is basically a chapter of somebody's story. We're not getting the whole story. But if you read the trade, you actually get the whole idea, and you probably aren't making posts crapping all over it, all over Twitter, and complaining at, and like, I don't know, maybe Tom King.
yeah.
But just as an example, you know, but I don't know. I can see either way.
Yeah.
But the collector in me is like, I want the floppy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Either way, I probably would like it, but my wallet might not like it. But more I think about it, it might like it more because you're actually paying less money for the trade.
I wonder, though, if I would buy less because the cost is all at once versus broken out over a long period of time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't balk mm-hmm. over paying so much every week for a giant pile of comics, where like if five trades came out that week and I had to drop to buy those five right. trades, I'd be like, oh my Lord, I'm not dropping that much in one purchase.
Right. I think you would buy the ones that you're most interested in. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll pick those up. And then maybe somebody, like, I don't know, maybe you use your Comixology app or something, and you start to read something on there, and you're like, hey, I kind of like this, you know. And then eventually go to trade form for those books. I mean, there's many different ways that we can use
I might things. Go digital, to be honest, because the one thing that gets me to try a lot of new trades I've never heard of before I really became an indie nut is those sales. Like, they'll constantly have Vertigo trades 50% off. Image trades. And there's such a backlog of ones that I haven't read from both those two. From Vertigo and Image mostly. Some, I would say Dark Horse too, probably. But there's this backlog of comics. And you're like, okay, 50% off, I'll try. Right. I'll try all these. And I'll buy like a whole run. I'll buy like five trades. And I'm like, okay, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true. And then you don't have to worry about like, if you're a minimalist and stuff, maybe that's your way of going too, because then you don't have all this clutter everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. That's another one I go back and forth on. Do I need to have all these physical things? They're all over the damn place. So
right.
Take over your house.
Right. I mean, do you, like, I know for me, I used to like get, you know, records or CDs and stuff, but now it's strictly Spotify. So
yeah, I haven't bought a DVD, a record, a CD, any of that kind of thing in so long. So long. Not even, I haven't even bought an MP3 like from iTunes. Like you. I just listen to the streams. You know right. what I mean?
And then like for like video games, like if you have an Xbox or a PS4, if you buy the physical copy, you have to save it to your hard drive anyways. So why don't you just buy it digitally? Mm-hmm. Because that's all you're doing. Because they're telling you when you buy it at the store that you have to download it to your hard drive. So what's the sense of buying the physical copy?
I guess the only argument about that is that if all this crashes and they lose the records of what you own, then you don't own shit.
That's true. But, I mean, if it crashes, you won't be able to play the physical copy either, right?
Probably not. Yeah, I guess.
So we're screwed either way. I think the only thing that I worry about physical copies for, and I've been saying this lately, is we need to print more pictures of the family, not just keep them on like digital stuff.
On the phone? And then you lose them? Like one of my daughters lost all her photos because she dropped her phone in the water.
Yeah.
She'd somehow on an update forgot to turn on her cloud thing again, so it hadn't updated in a long time, and she lost a lot of photos. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Notorious for that. So,
yeah,
you're probably right. That's probably something. But God, it's expensive to print your photos. So
it is. It is. It is. Even if you print them yourself, because
probably more to print them yourself.
You're running out of ink all the time. Yeah.
The paper, the ink. You're better off just going to Walmart, but that's still not cheap. Oh. All right, we're out.
I go to Walmart to check out the people.
Are they kind of like the people that show up in Weatherman?
Maybe a little bit. They're like the people you find on reality TV.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So segueing back into the comics, the weirdest comic I read this last 2 weeks, where I read two issues of You Are Obsolete. That was the weirdest fucking comic, and I don't understand the ending at all. At all. After all that, I didn't really get it. I didn't understand why she just gave up and just...
Right.
I didn't get it.
So I told you before you read it, I was like, I'm not sold on that ending.
Yeah.
I was confused. Yeah, I don't know. Other than like Midnight Vista and what was the other book that I like from Aftershock?
Dark Comedy? Red.
Yes, Dark Red and Bad Reception, which I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that was on the line.
I don't know, man. It's kind of been
kind of dry.
How do you say it? Like a little mediocre endings for some things, but I mean, it's just I don't know. But there's a new set of books coming out soon, a bunch of new number ones. So hopefully, like, these things hit. But prior to that, like, Aftershock was really killing it, especially like the Garth Ennis A Walk Through Hell, you know, the Elliot Ray Hall book,
Hot Lunch Special.
What was Hot Lunch Special? Clan Killers by Sean Lewis was really good. You know, during that time, I was digging everything. What was the one where the kid was like, he was on the hunt of stuff? You did Beyonders. I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. Or the Lollipop Kids was really good, too.
That's another good one.
But like the last couple batch, like some of these things haven't been hitting for me. But maybe it's because they're covering like similar topics, like shoplifters will be liquefied.
Yeah.
A lot of them are dealing with the same kind of topics that I'm
Could
reading.
It be that I've noticed that Boom, Dark Horse, and IDW have gotten really good all of a sudden, like really good. And they stole maybe some of these guys, because I'm seeing some of those writers popping up over there, and popping up a Vault and popping up some of these other places. So maybe Aftershock is in like a transition of creators.
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's just preference for me. Like, you know, I'm more into the stuff that, you know, when I turned you on to Aftershock, I was like, hey, I'm doing this stuff with my hands again. I just caught myself. What a fucking Italian. You know, where it's like based upon like religious aspects and things like that. And lately, none of the books have been. So maybe that's why it hasn't been hidden for me.
That makes sense.
That is the reason why I would read like DC stuff, because they kind of have the same kind of stuff happening.
Yep.
But not to be too negative, they are doing a good job.
Yeah.
Just that. That issue right there, I was like, the last one, I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. Is this the last one?
Yeah, I felt like there had to be another one, but nope.
Right. So I was confused. I'm guessing there won't be a second arc.
maybe not.
But the first issue, when we were with Martin and stuff on the Aftershock podcast, we were excited for it. So
yeah.
But you know, a book that I am excited for is a book by Joe Hill, and it's on IDW as the publisher, and it's called Dying is Easy. And this is a book about a comedian. And so there's a lot of language in it that's like, could be offensive to people that don't like stand-up comedy. But for me, I love this stuff. So, you know, I'm all into it. And another part that I like about it is it's kind of like a crime noir. And the main character, who is a comedian now, used to be a former policeman. And he basically gets set up and to they he becomes like the number one guy that had supposedly killed this guy, but we're led to believe that he didn't, so he's on the run, but he's trying to figure it out. So that's a story I'm really into. It's two issues so far. The art by Martin Simmons is really good. Joe Hill writing comedy, I think, is hilarious because, he kind of does throw comedy and stuff like in some of his other darker books, the horror books. But here he just lets it fly. And I'm like, this guy really appreciates comedy. Maybe he's, I think him and I are around the same age. So maybe he stayed up, in his high school years watching Evening at the Improv and stuff like that, or Def Comedy
Def
Jam.
Comedy Jam.
Like just getting some stuff because the stuff that he puts in there, I'm like, wow, this is really good. And it seems like the people, the characters he's in it are very much like after other comedians. And what I mean by that is I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, so he has a lot of comedians on there where they talk and the banter back and forth is a lot like this. So maybe he listens to that too.
Okay. Makes sense.
So that's a book I'm really digging. It might actually be my favorite book of
Wow.
2020 so far.
And I haven't read either issue yet. I have them, and the first issue is in the next shot of piles that is going up next, but yeah, I haven't read either of those.
Yeah, I think it's great. What you got any other books here?
Let's see, I read The Clock, which was scary as
Okay.
hell. Because it could really happen, which made it very scary.
Were there
That's the one with the
basically
cancer, and this guy's who does volunteer work and charity work across the world is also a scientist, and he's trying to cure cancer, and he's collecting samples across the world, and finds out someone in his family dies, has to rush home. Anyway, they're kind of setting up the plot that possibly this new strain of cancer that's much more aggressive is being weaponized by somebody.
yeah.
And then at the end, you have this by Matt Hawkins did this. Because Matt Hawkins really did his research on this, which he does in most
Yep.
of his books. This isn't something new. He's very good at that.
I would probably say all of his books,
Yeah,
but
you're probably right. But I haven't read them all, so that's why I'm leaving that caveat.
okay, that's a good, yeah, because somebody might come at us
And
and
say,
try to
well, what do you
cancel
think of
us.
that book? And I'm like, well, I haven't
Yeah.
read that one, so.
You'll be like, you guys are liars. Fucking liars.
Twitter liars. But
Cancel, hashtag cancel Indie Alley.
it's frightening. His like he calls it science class or something. It's frightening. It scared the shit out of me. And I put
Yeah.
the comic down and I'm like, all right, this scares me a lot.
But were you excited that it's going to be like a chase where he's trying to figure out like some CSI
Yes,
stuff?
it's going to be a really cool thriller. I'm trying to think what I would equate it to, what movie, but this is going to be a very smart science fiction thriller.
It, you know what it might be like is remember that the Matt Damon movie where he like works for the law firm that's where all these people are getting sick in that one area. I think was it due to like coal or something
I
or
think so. I think so. It's been a while.
and then he kind of starts feeling for these people and things like that. I could see a little bit of that in there. I can't think of the
Gotcha.
movie, but
I told you I think I figured out who's behind it all, but I'll just keep that to myself.
yeah, no
No, I'm not gonna
spoilers,
spoil it, but
but it and then the art is also by the woman, what's her name, that she worked with oh
oh, with
man,
Neil
brain
Gaiman.
fart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Colleen
yeah
Dorn. Yeah.
yeah it's really nice. I mean, actually all the Top Cow books are because speaking of that, I read Postal, the last issue, and the latest issue, and it was really good, and you get the same kind of art and the story, but instead of Hawkins, it's Hill, which happens to be like his other main guy for his publishing. So yeah, I like everything Top Cow actually does.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
That's
But
pretty good.
definitely check out The Clock. It's
Yeah,
scary,
it's
but if you like smart, really smart, make you think.
it definitely makes you think.
Yeah. So.
Because I was scared. I was like, this is this is kind of scary because the, you know, the weaponizing of the cancer and things like that. And I mean, dirty bomb somewhere or something. Yeah. You know,
a book like that I read 2 weeks ago was Pandemica, which I'm not going to get into deep, but Pandemica also is about weaponizing chemical warfare and stuff and old diseases. But this, it's also got a racial element where they're weaponizing certain diseases that attack certain ethnicities. Like they weaponize sickle cell, so it attacks a certain tribe in Africa, but not the other tribe, because the other tribe is actually paying for it so that they could use it to kill off the other tribe. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. It's really, so that's a government kind of scary thriller, but also getting into this way of diseases and doing crazy
things. Yeah, hopefully these books don't get in the wrong hands of people to be like, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know? No shit. Well, if you read the stuff in the back, these guys have done their research. The people probably have already tried some of this shit. And they're, again, well, very smart when stuff. Like,
yeah, like when the Desert Storm happened, like in the 90s and stuff, that's what they always told us, yeah. Was like that, you know, Iraq had these bombs that they would make people sick and stuff from.
Like in Pandemica, this guy, they catch the scientist and he admits they're not creating anything new. They're just perfecting stuff that's already existed, stuff that possibly the Nazis created, that the KGB created. And they've gotten a hold of it, they've bought it, and they've tweaked it and perfected it and made it more efficient. So, so when you look at it from that point of view, it's kind of scary, yeah.
That is pretty scary.
So those are my deep, ugly books for the week.
You know, one book that I found like really exciting and kind of adrenaline rush and ends the first arc of the story arc, not the arc for a trade, is Dead Eyes number 4. And the way that this ended, I was really excited for. And man, I really wish, and I hope Jerry Dugan's listening, and that he quits Marvel and just does indie books, because his book Dead Eyes or Analog, both of them are really good. I'm a huge fan of like gangster, like mobster type stories, so this one kind of really hits, and I like it, man. I really liked it. Did you read that book?
Yes, I did. Especially after you and everybody else who's doing the My 500 comic book goal was like raving. I just saw it like every like 4 hours someone was putting that comic up and saying how good it was. I'm like, damn, I need to move that to the top of the pile, because it wasn't as high up as some of the older stuff I needed to catch up on. And yeah, it was a great ending to the arc, kind of like Robin Hood ending, you know, very happy ending, but at the same time still leaving it open for more adventure, you know what I mean? There's more to come.
Yeah, there was something else set up that, you know, leads you into the next story arc, but it did play out within the previous 4 issues as well. So yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought it was good. It was a quick read, but it was, you know, if you kept up with the story, it was cool that this ended in 4 issues and we can move to the next story.
Yeah. So I think you even told me to read that after, I don't know, something I'd read that I said was too deep and messed with my mind too much. I'm like, God, I need a palate cleanser. And I think that's one of the ones you told me to read.
Oh, yeah. What was the one you read? Probably You Are Obsolete.
Maybe. No, I read You Are Obsolete after that. Maybe it was the second to last You Are Obsolete. But it was something else I read that I was like, ooh, I need to switch gears. But
yeah. Actually, it might have been Clock, right?
Maybe. No, because I raved about Clock. It was something I didn't rave about, so I'm not going to mention it, so I don't want to throw shade at something.
Oh. So. Is that what the cool kids down at the rec center call it?
Yeah.
Throwing shade?
Throwing shade. I hear that a lot.
Like Slim Shady?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
I don't know. Do you have another book that you want to mention?
No, nothing in particular. Like I kind of said, since I'm doing this, I'm reading a lot. I did this huge binge of Kick-Ass, for example, because I was behind on that. I read like 6 Kick-Ass comics, which I really do like the new Kick-Ass. She's a female. She's an ex-army. I don't think she's an officer. I don't remember what her role was in the army, but you know, she's a single mom. The dad ran off while she was away deployed. She's just going through all this, kind of like Peter Parker style, like everything sucks. And so how she got involved and became Kick-Ass is she was just trying to take out the hoods. And by taking out the hoods, she started like keeping some of their money, but she just keeps enough to pay her bills so she doesn't get rich. I don't know. It's just, but I like it. And yeah. So I'm reading all kinds of shit. So it's hard for me to say one particular thing jumps out.
Right. That's true. But you can follow along on our Twitter timelines, the stuff that we're reading in between, like, you know, our retweets or something funny, like about the Space Force or something. But, yeah. One thing I want to mention before we go to the wrestling part is that you sent a tweet from Rick Remender basically calling to the end of Death or Glory.
Yeah.
Did that tweet say what issue it was ending at?
I think he said, did he say seven?
So it's the next one?
Yeah, I think so. Which shocked the hell out of me. I had no idea this was coming to an end. I thought this was a long series. But
maybe it's because he's doing his TV thing with like the Low and Fear Agent and things like that.
I don't know.
He's not going to be writing so much.
That's too bad because I really liked that comic and I feel like there's still so much more to tell. It doesn't even feel like they can finish the whole storyline in one more comic. But
yeah, for me, it felt like, you know, a second book similar to the style of Deadly Class from him.
Mm-hmm.
That you kind of like, you get his comedy and things like that. You get the characters you're starting to pull for, and then they say, hey, this is the last one. But it doesn't mean it's the last one. All of them, it could be the last for now until things...
That's true. He could always go back to Image and do another arc at some point. That's pretty common at Image.
Unless he kills everybody, then maybe it is the...
True. Well, that reminds me, one I forgot to talk about is I started reading that Rucka book that he's going back to something that he had written and it had been a while, and I don't even remember the name of it right now. But
is that the one that was the Old Guard?
Yes, Old Guard, exactly. So he came back after not even sure he was going to do more arcs. And so he's doing a second, and he says he's doing a third. So it's going to be a trio of arcs. So You never know.
Yeah. You can't count them out.
If the money's good and there's a story to tell, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Also, if there's no story to tell, then don't do it. Yeah. That goes back to that Watchmen thing. I'm okay that they're not coming back. I think that it finished awesome. As someone who watched it, I'm not going to say anything else because you haven't watched it. I think it ended. It's good. I'm good. Don't stretch something if it's not there. So.
Yeah, I mean, you did. A lot of people always want like a second season of everything, and you don't have to do that.
Yeah, and then you get like new Star Wars movies that no one likes, and they complain and cry. It's like, well, you guys wanted more, so we gave you more, but you don't like it, and sometimes it's better just to leave shit alone.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. People are going to bitch regardless if it's too long or if it's too short. Or they don't like it, or they didn't cast a guy that looked like this, or he's not really that ethnicity, or it's not a female playing this person, and all this stuff. People are going to complain, and they can just react on just a simple trailer or a teaser to a comic book.
Or just a rumor from a really bad hack blog. Yeah,
that's just clickbait, and it's getting everybody riled up. So, I mean, the people are easily controlled, so... Yeah.
Well, let's get off that. That's negative. Let's get on to our...
Wait, I'm not getting off anywhere on this. That's off a little freaky.
Off the subject. To wrestling and the big fantasy draft, because we're going to school Joey Bag of Donuts because he thinks he knows what's up. And he's going to be reminded that
He is not prepared. Well, he thinks... Okay, let me tell you about this kid. He thinks he's already in high school because he filled out all his honor stuff and things like that for high school. And he's like, he thinks he's got it all figured out. He's like, I'm going to get all my credits done because I already have 3 credits in junior high to graduate in high school and all this stuff. And I'm like, hell no. So then he goes and says this, Dad, I should take gym already. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just take gym your senior year? Because you don't want to do shit. And he was like, oh. I'm like, I guess you don't have it figured out. No. So
see, here's the problem. He's an eighth grader. Been there with the kids when they're eighth graders. When they're eighth graders, they're the king of the school.
Yeah.
They're the bomb. Everybody looks up to him. Nobody gives him crap. But he has no idea he's about to hit the bottom of the food chain in about 6 months.
Yeah. You go from the top and you're back at the bottom. Yep.
Oh, man.
You got to work your way up again.
He's going to have to pass, you know, guys with beards and shit in the hallway and stuff.
Well, the good thing for him is that he is pretty tall for his age. Yeah, so, right. But the bad thing is that he thinks he's so sweet that all these chicks dig him. But then when, you know, those older dudes see him with, like, older chicks, they're going to start hating, and he's going to wish his brother was in school with him.
Yeah, he's got to go through all those things, like when the girl says, hey, so pick me up. And he's like, oh, I don't even have my driver's license yet.
Let me call my dad.
Oh, we're knocking the poor kid down already. He hasn't even got there.
He can't hear us anyways, his headphones on. All right, I'll get him.
Cool. It's time to wrestle, nerds. So Joey's joined us, and before we get into our draft, is there any news we want to go over? Like, did you guys? I know you didn't, Fred, but did you watch the Jericho Cruz thing? Did you watch any of the matches?
I did.
Did you? I watched it too. So, is there anything that stuck out that you really liked, or
nothing except like Priscilla Kelly was on the show.
That was cool. I like her. But she's not signed.
Well, no.
But she lost to Britt Baker. So.
Yeah, and that's after that you said, Dad, I'm really hoping to draft her number one.
No, I didn't say that at all. Never.
After Brandon Cutler.
No.
Yeah, she's not signed. It makes me wonder if she just got invited because she was there with Darby. It's like, hey, your girlfriend's going to be on the cruise with us. Why doesn't she wrestle? So.
And they said, just make sure she doesn't throw tampons at people like she did on the Indies.
Yep.
Because that's what she did on the Indies.
Oh, yeah.
So don't get mad at me and cancel culture my ass for saying that. Yeah. But look it up.
She blew it. She was about to be signed by WWE. Or maybe she didn't blow it. You know, there's two ways to look at it. Maybe she didn't want to be there. Maybe that was her way of saying, look, I'm going to be edgy. And if you don't want that, then tough shit to you. Because she's like, she's with Darby. That should tell you. They're not, you know.
They're not normal.
They're different.
They're a little different, but I like her. I think she had a pretty good match. Britt still doesn't sell. That's part of the problem. Britt still doesn't sell properly. But
so her and Britt Baker, that wouldn't be a good match.
Yeah. No, but could you see her with Bea Priestley? That'd be a good match. Or her with Statlander. I think I've seen her with Statlander, actually, now that I think about it. So that'd be a pretty good match, too. She's pretty physical, actually. So.
The other probably news that we try to put out there is, didn't Pillman lose to Davey Boy?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that because I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
You think so?
Yeah, he.
You've seen it?
He won the Opera Cup.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I didn't watch the match.
That makes sense.
Did you see this?
It was on the MLW thing.
We have new tag team champions in AEW.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yep, and they're already starting something.
Yep.
Because, what's his name? Hangman said,
"Speak up.
I beat everybody."
Yeah.
And Kenny looked at him weird.
Yeah. He was all drunk. He was supposedly, they're really playing this thing where he gets drunk. Like, he's drinking tons of beers, and he kind of, like, purposely said, like, you know, weird things when they were interviewing him later. Like, kind of to imply that he was drunk. So they're playing up that angle, that he's a bit of a drunk. Interesting way to go, but that's about it. That's all I really saw. I heard Marco Stunt was awesome, and I heard he's like the winner
of
the whole
week. Are you gonna draft
him? I might. Shit. He, you know what? It might surprise you that I have him higher on my depth chart than you would think. Now, will he get drafted today? It depends on what direction you guys go.
We're drafting weekly?
Well,
you said. Okay, you can't say it depends because that's something my grandma would wear. But how would you really put in the time to build a depth chart? That's what I want to talk about.
Yes, I know who my top 10 are because we're eventually going to have 10 wrestlers each. But we're not going to.
Look at Joe's face. He's like,
But we're not drafting them all today because, in other words, this show will go on forever. So we're going to draft a basic framework of a team that we can use next week.
Yes.
But then every week we're going to add, you know, until we get up to 10.
But they don't have to
match. So it'll be three women and seven men. And it's not because we're against women. It's because if you look at the AEW roster, and I did because I printed it out, there is only 17 women on the roster. And two of them technically are legitimate just valets. So there's not enough to do more than that, to be honest. realistically, or we're going to get somebody that never wrestles, like never wrestles. So,
like Yuka Sakazaki.
Yes, like Yuka's. Though I saw that Kenny Omega said, "Just wait, she is coming back very soon." But
you probably we'll see. Shouldn't even draft Riho.
But I'm thinking of somebody like, say, Bunny. Is the Bunny going to wrestle anymore?
Oh.
Is Penelope Ford a women's wrestler, or is she just going to be with Kip Sabin exclusively? So there's people
can
like that.
Can we find out who gets first pick?
Huh?
I get first pick for women.
Wait, before you get into that, we should let the people know how we do the scoring.
Okay.
All right, let the people know.
Yes, I have this. I'm trying not gonna like bore everybody with a ton of stuff, so I'm just gonna go over the basics. So we're gonna have 10 wrestlers. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go based off one reason we picked AEW is there's one show a week, so it's very easy for us to keep track of.
Smaller roster too
makes it more interesting. We get points every week, and at the end of the week, who has the most points is the champ. They hold the belt, and then you lose the next week. You lose the belt. So let's see. I'm looking at some scoring. You get 4 points, and these are singles matches, 4 points for a pinfall, a submission, or a knockout. You only get 2 points for a victory by disqualification, countout, or forfeit. You get a negative point if you are beaten. So if your wrestler gets beat, you get a negative point. So
don't take Leva Bates.
Yeah, don't take someone who's always squashed. Don't take Brandon Cutler. Okay.
That's your first pick?
So, and then the tag team, we don't have to take the team. We're taking the individual wrestler. So if they only get 2 points of victory on the tag team because it's split. You get two points for each person. So if you have both guys.
If you get Trent or Chuck Taylor, like let's say you get Trent and Aaron. Andrew gets Chuck Taylor. You both get 2 points.
Yeah. And then we get 1 point if it's by disqualification and those are the wins.
Now, quick question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so do dark wins count?
Yes.
If so, are they from the week that it's recorded or the one that comes out the day before?
The one that comes out Tuesday.
Should we do it the week it's recorded or should we do it the week?
We should actually not do it this week, the week that it's recorded, so that way we can
okay. So the week it airs.
I'm pretty sure that most of us know who already won.
Yeah. So the week we'll do it the week that airs.
Well, I do.
Yeah, you know.
Rosters are set on our show. So whoever you have on your roster, on Friday we'll go over and we're gonna have any free agent picks or anything. That's the roster that's set for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Some other things. You also get some other scoring stuff. You get. Special matches. You get +6 for a special match, +3 on the tag team. A special match would be like, let me see, a 4-way. Battle Royal, Cage, Hell in the Cell, False Count Anywhere, Hardcore Match, anything like that.
It's still -1 if you lose?
It doesn't say. Yes, it's still -1 if you lose. That's what it says right there. And then I'm trying to see. There was something for pay-per-views, too, so I'm looking at that really fast.
I think it's 8 points for a win for pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think so. If it's a belt.
If it's a title.
Yeah. So I'm going to print this and send you guys this. And Fred, you found this. Actually, it's for people to use for Raw and SmackDown, so we're kind of altering it a little bit. But it works.
Shh.
We're trying to keep it indie.
You think Vince will shut us down?
Well, he might come to our funeral and say something shitty and strut off. Drunk bastard.
You're fired.
Yeah. The best thing that Rocky Johnson ever had was married his wife and had kids. That's what he said. Did you read that?
Yeah, I did read it.
What a
and then dip. Pat Patterson went off on a rant about MF this and MF that. Yeah,
inside a church.
Jesus. Yeah. They're both old and senile. That's a problem. They have dementia
now. They're probably both freaking drunk.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe that's why AEW Hangman Page is actually based upon
that. Ooh, what if it is? That'd be funny. That would be really funny.
If he starts strutting to the ring like that.
Oh, man. Now I want that to happen.
They should have, like, a squash character that gets, like, they act like Vince.
That acts like Vince? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Brandy's already acting like, what's her name? Stephanie. Like Stephanie, so.
Cool. So how are we deciding who gets the number one pick?
Shit, that's the one thing. I'm prepared. I was supposed to set up this app. I have this random name picker. So I have to type.
Don't cheat. Three names.
Three names into this, and then we'll see what happens. So let's see. Joey?
I could just put J, A, and F.
Okay. I'm putting J, A, and F. What do you think this is? You're like my kids, man. Everything has to be an acronym. Yeah. T-T-Y.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I may have not even said it right because I don't know them, but there's all kinds of dumb things like that. I am fretted. Okay. So, I think I shake this. Why does it say two names? Shouldn't there be more than two names?
You have to shake it?
I don't know. I'm kind of like... I probably should have watched the tutorial. And I probably should have done this before the show started, but... I totally spaced it until you said it right now. Shit.
You gotta do it twice, too.
Yeah, I do. Pick.
Or actually, yeah.
You just shook your phone like it was a magic 8-ball.
It's a shake to choose.
Okay. Shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with.
It's not working, by the way, so I don't know what I'm supposed to shake. No, I don't want to put this on my cloud. What the hell?
It's trying to get all your personal information.
Yeah, it probably is. It probably just sold me to Russia right now. Well, maybe we should come up with something different because I can't seem to get this thing to work.
Okay.
So do you guys have like a coin or a dice or something?
A three-sided coin. Hold on.
You know what? I was even going to let you choose first, but now I'm not. When you're smart, I like three-sided coin.
What am I looking for?
A coin, Joe.
Oh.
A nickel, a penny.
You're the youngest one here and you can't remember.
A dice, anything.
What is that? That's a pool chalk, Joe. That doesn't work.
Oh, man. Well, I already blew it, and I'm going to have some editing to do right here.
What do you have, Joe? Coin. It's a coin.
I know how to cheat it, but I'm not going to look.
I know how to cheat it.
I know how to rig a coin.
How do you cheat a coin? It's not double-sided.
Okay.
It is double-sided.
This one. Okay, I automatically get second pick. But this is...
How do you automatically get a second
pick? Because I'm going to flip it, and then you get to flip it. Okay. So, which one do you want, Andrew?
I'm getting the call first?
Yeah, I guess.
Tails.
Okay. I almost looked at it. I could cheat. There you go.
What'd you throw it across the room? What was that?
I flipped it. It's heads.
It's heads. Okay, so that means you won.
No, he got first.
Oh, he won. Oh, it was he was. Yeah, oh, you got you first pick.
I get second pick.
Because how do you get second pick?
Because I flipped it.
Damn, so this is some WWE ranking shit. You lose one match and you end up in third spot.
It's between you two and first pick. Okay. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? I'm going to rig this shit. Like, it was fucking hacked by some other country. I don't know. What the fuck? You're like, and I automatically get this.
Okay,
you think you're Roman Reigns or some shit over here.
That probably ruined our audio, but it landed on. Okay.
Let's wait.
You just flipped it over. Like, that. You can't even.
Where the hell did
it
go? Did it land in my pocket?
No, it's right here. You threw it in the air.
Let's see. Here.
It's your heads.
No, listen.
You're not even flipping it with your thumb. You just threw it.
That's tails. Okay. You get the third pick.
For which one?
Throughout the draft, you get the third pick.
For
so
both?
This is what we do.
Do we want to do? Pick, do we want to go?
We snake.
Do we want to go so like alternate? Do we want to go 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1?
3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Okay. So with the first pick
in the AEW.
Wait, what's your faction name?
Indy Alley Draft.
My faction is called the Nerdvana Aggregate.
You can
do you know
it.
What that means?
Nope. Don't care. Say it again.
I just said it.
Okay, whatever. Yes, I.
I'm going to take Kenny Omega.
Damn you. I you thought for Kenny. Sure I had
I
Kenny.
I hate Kenny, but I play to win, mother sucker.
I know. I thought would, your hate for him would allow him to slip to me. Son of a no. bean. Well, mother fudger. If I'm not going to get Kenny, John Moxley.
What's your faction name?
Oh, the comic book cartel.
Okay.
What? What's your name? Give me that so hard.
Frosted Donuts.
The what?
The Frosted Donuts.
Frosted Donuts.
That's what he does to his hair, too. He frosts it.
So with his first pick of Frosted Donuts, Sunny Kiss.
Yeah.
I might take Adam Page.
Okay. Damn it. You totally threw me off, Fred.
Joe, you get to pick again.
And the Frosted Donuts select Adam Page.
Joe, you get to pick
again. Who else? I might get, I'm going to take... That's tough. Wait, tag team, you get half point or same?
Get half point. So when they win, you get 2 points for Paige. You don't get the Kenny points. He gets the Kenny points.
Then I'm going to take... Why do you have everybody so out of order?
Joe.
Okay, I'm going to take Jungle Boy.
Wow. It's a little high for Jungle Boy.
Yeah. Good thing you got
the next
Because
you got everything out of order.
That's your fault. Come prepared.
I wasn't going to pick Jericho.
Against Jericho.
It's Andrew's pick.
Rey Fénix.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to take?
I will take Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my following pick, I will take Pac.
No! Ooh,
damn. I thought Pac might sneak by. I probably should have taken him second, but I didn't trust Joey to not take Fénix.
It's your third pick, Andrew.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm writing stuff down, too. Okay, pages. Darby Allin.
Joe, your pick.
I'm going to take Dustin.
What?
I actually had Dustin pretty high.
Okay, your next pick, Joe.
Okay.
This is the fourth round choice. First pick of the fourth round. For the people listening.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing real good radio here.
Yeah.
Reading shit and writing.
I don't even know.
Evil Uno.
No, I never said that. Okay, I'm going to take Trent.
Trent?
Trent.
Yeah. Where are all the...
I am going to take Britt Baker.
What? Oh, wait, we're doing women's picks now?
We're doing it whatever you want.
Oh, let's do both.
You can take it two in a row. Since you're taking the women route, I will take the Statlander there.
Nice. The two best have just come off the board.
And then for the fifth round, first pick of the fifth round, I will take Santana.
Oof. Darn you.
I was going to take Ortiz, but...
So it's now the fifth pick of the... Andrew's fifth pick.
Yes, my fifth pick. I'm between two people. I am going to take... I might as well go all in on that tag team. I am going to take Pentagon.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Sheeta, and then I'm going to take...
Sixth round, first pick.
Huh?
I'm telling the people that are listening.
Oh.
This is the sixth pick, though.
Right.
Though.
I'm going to take MJF, because I got to get that pay-per-view money. A pay-per-view wins.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, MJF. Alrighty. And it's my turn. And this is my last pick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No,
this
I got two
is
more.
The six.
So, well, one of them has to be a woman, so it is kind of my last pick. Oh. I am going to go with Jericho. Even though that's not really a great pick, to be honest.
Wait, seven superstars in general or just seven?
Joe, we're taking seven men and two women, right?
Total, we're going to take seven men, three women. But today we're only taking seven people, five men, two women, right?
Okay.
That's what we said, so.
Okay.
And then we're going to save the rest of the picks for another week from now.
So, for my final two picks, I will take.
Might as well just take Ortiz because you have Santana.
I will take, Joey Janela.
Okay.
And then I will take, for my final pick, I will take Big Swole.
Good pick. All right, now you got me in a tough spot.
Andrew's last pick.
Shit, I'm stuck with a part-timer either way. I am going to go with, I guess I'll go with Riho. Damn it, I got two people that don't wrestle enough, if you ask me. But I don't think B. Priestley's going to be around for a while.
And now, Joe, your last pick.
It's a lady.
Sakura, because you said she returns soon.
Who?
No, we're talking about Yuka Sakazaki, I think. She returns soon.
Do you want Emi Sakura or Sakuraki?
Sakazaki. I guess I'll take her.
Sakazaki?
Yeah.
She hasn't been there for a while. That's a risk.
Are you sure?
No, I'm going to take... Wait.
Okay, these are who you have. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to tell you who you have to pick from. You have Awesome Kong, B. Priestley, Brandi Rhodes, The Bunny, Emi Sakura, Leva Bates, Mel, Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford, Sadie Gibbs, Shayna, Yuka Sakazaki.
I'll take Shauna.
Yeah, Shauna. It's not Shayna. Shauna. Yeah. Is that who you want? Shauna?
Yeah.
It's a good pick, actually.
Yeah.
I thought about her over Riho, but in the end,
I said, hoping to get her in the third round or next week.
So, some things I noticed right away: no Bucks drafted.
No. Nope.
Nobody took a Buck. Nobody took SCU at all either.
Nope.
So all of SCU's out there, and all of the Bucks, and nobody. Oh no, you took Jungle Boy. So no, I was gonna say no Jurassic Express, but you took Jungle Boy.
No Dark Order.
Oh yeah, no Dark Order. Yeah. Okay. What I'm worried about looking at my team, I already hate my team, is you threw me off taking Omega Man. my whole thing was built around Omega. I'm like, Fred won't take Omega. Fred hates Omega.
And then I did what you didn't think.
Yes, he totally did what I didn't think he'd do. I was like, Fred's not. I got Omega, and I knew Joy wouldn't take Omega.
Yeah, so I guess we should tell the people who we have. So for the Nirvana aggregate, I got Kenny Omega.
I get that.
Cody Rhodes, Pac. I have Santana, Joey Janela, and my two women are Chris Statlander and Big Swole.
Yep.
Your team is
stacked.
Stacked. It is stacked, but I'm going to tell you what I see wrong with the team later. For me,
because I don't have any AEW dark matches.
For the comic book cartel, I got Mox, Rey Fénix, Darby Allin, Pentagon, and Jericho, and my ladies are Britt Baker and Riho.
That's terrible. But for the frosty donuts,
let's hear about these stale donuts.
You know, you got to have Adam Page, Jungle Boy, Dustin, Trent, MJF, and then my two women are Sheeta and Shauna.
Okay. I see Fred in the lead. The only thing I can hope with Fred is that your guys don't wrestle that week. Or they wrestle each other and it means one of them has to damn lose.
Like Swole and wrestle Santana.
No, but I mean the Kenny, Cody, Pac.
Have they announced any matches for next?
They announced a tag team match.
Yeah.
Darby Allin is with we didn't pick any Private Party guys. With Private Party versus somebody. I can't even
remember. Versus who was
I don't even remember who.
Angelico and Jack
Evans. No, it's a high profile. It's still like the match they're pushing. So maybe it's some people from the inner circle. Yeah, I think Jericho's in it now that I think about it. So I think it's Santana and Ortiz and Jericho. Don't quote me on it, but that's what I think.
Oh, shit, maybe. I better not lose that one.
Yeah.
Well, you have Santana.
I know.
And who's the other guy you have? You have Cody. No.
See, looking at mine, what I'm worried about is I have two guys that don't wrestle. I have three guys that don't wrestle a lot. I have Mox, Jericho, and Riho. Two guys in the league. You know what? Lucha Bros are on the show a lot. I mean, at least I think I'll get a tag team out of them.
Or you might get a dark match.
Yeah. But Riho, if she's not there... Mox just cuts promos a lot, and Jericho just cuts promos a lot. So, ugh.
Do you get points for promos? Like a 0.5?
What's that?
Don't try to sway things.
So, do you get a point for promos?
No. No points for promos. And I get no points for him having the belt if he's not defending it. You know what I mean? So it's just right. sitting there on the belt. So I have two champions, but they're not going to be defending it. So
next week we all pick two more men and one more woman.
Yes, to round out our roster. So we have a whole week to kind of look it over the roster and see if there's somebody. I mean, you can also be smart and see who's wrestling the next week and play the odds that way, because we'll have free agent pickups.
I'm surprised MJF and only made it to the sixth round.
I'm really surprised that no Bucks got picked, to be honest, because they are on the show a lot. Mm-hmm. So
doesn't mean they win, but
you got to play to win. That's the one thing. So.
Well, you could end up having negative points if they keep losing.
True. Like, true. Yeah.
That's why it wasn't really a smart idea to pick Janela.
What are you trying to say?
Just saying.
He's going to be Kip Sabian. They keep showing, like, they keep taunting him, so he's going to get his revenge and beat him.
I went with Britt because I think we're finally hitting the point where Britt's going to start going on a winning streak versus all these beatdowns she's been taking. Basically, we're seeing who's booking the best. If I read the booking right, she's going to be gold. If I've read the booking wrong, I just made the worst pick in the women's division I could make.
And then I had to pick MJF and, Adam Page, because I got to get those pay-per-view points.
Yep. That makes sense. But we're still a long way for a pay-per-view. So, end of February.
Like the last day of February, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So you have a long time before that. Yeah, we'll see what Jericho does for me.
So next week, Joe's going to take Seema and Brandon Cutler.
Seema's not a bad pick.
Right, Joe?
No.
The Butcher and the Blade. Luchasaurus. Marco Stunt, man.
You could take Orange Cassidy. Maybe he'll actually wrestle.
Is Marco Stunt? Oh, he is. Okay, never mind.
Sammy Guevara.
No.
He's out there.
Squashed.
He's been on a winning streak, to be honest.
Except for a match against Moxley.
Yeah, well, nobody's beating Mox. So. But that was a DQ, wasn't it? So Mox wouldn't have got a lot of points. See, I'm going to have to study all that kind of garbage. Mm-hmm. Kind of get that on. Maybe I'll make a tiny little website where we have our scores and all that shit so people can follow.
Nobody took Luchasaurus.
I'm getting some type of points from that with Jungle Boy.
When you get Evil Uno next week?
No, I'm not going to.
There you are.
You might get Nyla Rose or Penelope Ford.
Okay, Ford stuff that she does with against the men, like as a valet, doesn't count as a win. So if Kip Sabian gets a win, she doesn't get a win.
And it doesn't count as a tag team.
And the same with Brandy. If Brandy's out there just being a valet, that doesn't count.
No. Is the bald chick a part of the team? The one with the...
Yeah, her name's Mel. I said her name.
Oh, she's on there.
Yeah, okay. She's on there. She actually wrestled.
Luther guy, is he signed?
So.
Is Luther signed?
Who?
He's not.
Yes, Luther's on my list.
Oh, is he?
I wouldn't pick him, but he's on my list.
You said he's a deathmatch guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Could he do like a thing with maybe like a... For some reason.
I mean, there's some people on here. I'm not even sure who they are. I got to admit.
Like who?
Who's John Silver?
It's one of the Beaver Boys.
He's a guy.
Okay, I know who he is then.
He's the little short one.
T-Hawk's not on this. The rest of Strongheart. Only Seema's on my list.
Yeah. That's all I have too.
Anyone watch NXT?
Nope.
Nope.
Me either.
Nope. I haven't watched anything. I'm a poser.
I watched NWA. It was okay. So, Thunder Rosa's fighting tonight for the title. I hope she gets it.
It's a pay-per-view?
Against Allison Kaye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're giving her the belt then.
I hope so. I think that'd be awesome.
They're probably going to give it to her because Allison Kaye's been on Twitter a lot.
And your man Marty's going to be at that pay-per-view, so
mm-hmm.
You should be watching it.
No. You know, I read some upcoming matches for Ring of Honor, and one of the title matches is they're pitting Dragon Lee versus PCO for the heavyweight championship. But he already has, I think, the TV title. Dragon Lee does.
So trying to hold both titles.
But I've been paying attention to the cards and stuff, and some of them look pretty strong. So I'm wondering if that's Marty or not, because it's not like crappy dudes. Like they had Brody. What's his name? Brody.
Brody Lee.
What's the big dude? Is that his name, Brody Lee?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
So did you guys watch NWA at all? Because there was something that I wanted to bring up now that I think about it.
You watched a little
bit. We watched like the first match.
Well, did you guys see the promo that Aldis did where he was telling NWA fans to wear their shirts and to go to the ROH show and cheer for NWA and all stuff?
Yeah, I heard that. I seen that.
That's some serious promoting between the two. Basically selling tickets for ROH.
Yeah.
And also kind of pushing an invasion type angle. I'm digging it. I'm kind of liking that they might build something pretty strong between the two of them.
Is Ring of Honor going to be like stronger than they have been? Like we started the show and they were doing okay, and then they stopped. Then they started doing highlights. So are they like moving back up?
Could be. I don't know. I guess we just have to wait and see. And then they also mentioned Stardom in New Japan during the women's match. They talked.
AWA did?
No, AEW did. So they mentioned New Japan by name, and they mentioned Stardom and said Stardom has some of the best wrestlers in the world.
AEW did?
Yes. Ross and Excalibur were talking about Stardom and talking about New Japan during that match.
Ross was a commentator in New Japan.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that they did that, I mean, they have not said the name New Japan. They've just said, oh, in the Orient and all this stuff, or he's been traveling the world.
No, Moxley, you can't say Orient.
So they have not really said the name New Japan and the name Stardom.
If they talk about Kenny, they're like, he spent a lot of time in Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, could it be softening? Could it be like maybe, you know? Really
it's
hope
just
so.
Like in other promotions where they say like he spent time in Florida when they're talking about NXT.
Yeah, but the fact that they're saying the name makes me think that maybe something will eventually. Maybe it'll start with the women first. I don't care what it starts with, but if they can make a share talent thing go on, that'd be the bomb.
Or it could be your first fake news.
It could be. Could be Ross just drunk. You know, it is a big old cruise ship with open bar.
Did Excalibur say New Japan?
Yes. He said Stardom, I think, too.
Oh. So it wasn't just Ross missing.
No. They talked about it. They specifically said how good some of Stardom has some of the best wrestlers. Oh. And I don't know if they were saying because
they share talent.
Because Priestley or Priscilla, I mean, Kelly has fought against them or not. I don't know. I can't remember what segued into it. I'd have to go back and look at it to see what segued that. But yeah, but that's all I got this week. I don't know if you guys had any other wrestling stuff you wanted to hit.
No,
not really. No.
Your dog is a fat ass.
Yeah.
Ah, the dog's in the house.
Yeah, the dog just came over here with Joe's. Dogs. What is that? Your Frosty cup?
I guess.
And brought it to him.
All right, Frosty Donuts, take us out of here.
All right. So now we don't do that anymore. So we gotta figure this out. Do we still do this?
Sure.
Do what?
Wrestling is real. People are fake. We out.
We out.